And I believe we have Coquise with us on the line. Coquise, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now we transitioned from Tim Brando to you, so we've done well. Okay. The Nebraska game on Sunday. Certain things come together at certain moments. What came together for your basketball team on Sunday?
You know, I believe it was our pressure defense. You know, they're a very good offensive team. They have three players who are capable of going off and getting big numbers. But I think our pressure defense did a good job of limiting the good, open, easy looks for their star players. And it started for us with our transition defense, and we got after it. Our defense, which led to our transition offense. We got after it on the defensive end, and then we're able to get going in transition.
There's a point where you go through and the Lady Lions on the rise, building, and you are, quote, the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the ability as to how to handle that when you're perceived to be near the top of the mountain where you are, quote, the hunted. And it takes a different mentality. I know that this is something you and I talked about last May about how they would handle that part. You've now watched where you go into every game and you are the big time opponent. How have they mentally handled that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. That's something we've talked about. And we talked about before, we gave them the analogy. You know, we said, remember how we felt going into the game when we would play Ohio State, when they had Jantel Lavender and Sammy Prahalis, and they were, you know, the ranked opponent, and the kids kind of looked and they shook their heads. Yeah, I said, well, that's how people feel playing against Penn State. You know, they feel like they've got to give a great effort. They've got to, you know, they've got to have all their ducks in a row. They've got to have, you know, the incredible focus. And we know that we're going to get team's best effort. It doesn't matter where they're ranked. It doesn't matter, you know, how they played coming into the game. When they're suiting up against Penn State, we're going to get their best effort. And you have to exceed that effort, and you have to go back. And this is something we also talk about all the time. So it's not about who we're playing against. It's about playing to our level of expectation. So if we're able to execute and play the way we're capable of playing, we can withstand anything that anybody brings to us.
The rebounding part, you're about a plus five right now. Early on in your career, that number was a reversal. What are some of the elements that have gone in to make you a better rebounding team?
Well, we certainly focus on it and talk about it a lot. And quite honestly, we haven't been happy with how we've rebounded in conference play. And so we know we've got to get better at it. But I think one of the things that's helped us be a better rebounding team is overall we're a better defensive team. So we're making teams take tougher shots. We're maybe making teams take shots that they don't want to take. So oftentimes, the offense, our opponents aren't in a position to get the offensive rebounds because we're making them take shots that they're not prepared to take those shots, and it gives us a better chance to defend and to rebound. So I think a lot of it comes from our effort defensively overall.
Let's stay on the defensive end of this, because over the last 15, 20 years, the game has really changed. The more three-point shooters you can get out there, the better it is, because it opens up the entire floor. You are giving up just 28% in threes. Give me an idea what it takes to play good perimeter defense and why your players do play good perimeter defense.
Well, I tell you, number one, it starts with we got a lot of speed and quickness on our team. And while I think everybody talks about our speed and quickness on offense, it helps us on the defensive end too, because to play good team defense, you've got to be able to help and rotate and react. And that team speed that we have that helps us so much on offense also helps us on the defensive end. So we're able to recover. You know, we're able to help and rotate and get back out to shooters and contest some of those shots. So we don't give up as many wide open threes because those are shots that Division I players can make. They can make open shots. So you have to have a concerted effort to try to contest shots and react and rotate. And, you know, I think our team speed allows us to do that.
What has Dara Taylor meant in terms of getting her into the mix and into, you know, and what it means to your chemistry?
Man, I love Dara Taylor. So thrilled that she, decided to become a Lady Lion. And, you know, when I was talking earlier about that team speed and that team defense, you know, it in some ways it starts with Dara Taylor because she gets after it on the defensive end. I mean, she is such a pest, especially when she's guarding on the ball. And she's able to get after people and make guards play a little faster than they want to play. And that helps everything. So, and then her speed on the offensive end in transition, her speed getting to the basket, she's been able to make some plays out there where she takes one or two dribbles and gets to the basket before, you know, the defense has a chance to blink their eyes. You know, she's just that quick. And, you know, that speed and quickness is just, man, it's really dangerous.
Floor balance changes when you get a third scorer on the floor. Who consistently is filling that role for you now?
Well, I think we're getting two people that are filling that role. Actually, probably four people. You know, we're getting consistent contributions from Ariel, Dara Taylor, Mia Nixon, and Nikki Green. I think all four of those players, you know, we can count on them to get somewhere between, you know, 8 and 15 points on any given night. And depending on the night and depending on how the team is playing, defending, one of those three steps up and, you know, gets 14 or 15 points. So, in a sense, we don't have one person, but we have four people who are capable of doing it on any given night. And who it's going to be just depends on how the other team plays us.
Looking for your eighth consecutive win, Wisconsin's the next opponent. What's the initial read on them?
Well, you know, they're a team that plays together as a team. And by that I mean their offense is predicated on movement, passing, and getting open looks because of that movement. So it's not they're not a one-on-one team. They don't necessarily kill you with one-on-one or individual players, but they kill you with just being a good, efficient team. And outside of their first conference game this year, the rest of their games have been pretty competitive. They played Iowa tough. They've played some tough games and been in the thick of things. So, and they get after it defensively. You know, they rotate, they double team, they mix up their defenses, they play man, they play zone, which is something that we haven't quite seen this year. A team that's going to play a multitude of defenses to try to keep us off balance.
Well, we know there's a certain point that we can keep you to. We're pretty close to that point right now, and I thank you for calling in and being a part of this. It meant a lot to the audience to hear you talk about your team today.
My pleasure. We hope to see everybody out in the gym on Thursday night because, we want to keep that undefeated streak going in conference play, and we need a loud gym to do that. So hopefully we'll see a lot of people out.
7 o'clock on Thursday night, by the way. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coquise Washington, our guest.
Back-to-back, the two games they've played now, Nebraska and Michigan State, the best two they've played all year, so hopefully they can build on that.
They were brilliant, and they will hit the road to play at Michigan on Sunday. And then after that, they're home with Minnesota, then they're at Ohio State, at Wisconsin, then they're home with Purdue, at Indiana, home with Michigan State, at Iowa, then finally back-to-back home games with Illinois and Michigan. It takes a long time to get to that.
Then a bear at the end.
Yeah, at Minnesota and then at Nebraska, going to the Devaney Center, which will be, I believe, the final regular season game in the Devaney Center for Nebraska women's basketball until they move to Haymarket next year.
Which is pretty much straight up in the air, it looks like from the outside. It looks like a big place.
They're going to be
on the court.
In November, I glanced at it. Because I'm trying to think. Actually, we were on the team bus, so there was no independent ride in to look around. But I pointed out to Jack Ham where Haymarket going to be, but we came in through a side area to begin with. We didn't really. So
yeah, I know what it's like.
2 months ago,
mobbed with